Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you, my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, listen, listen. On tonight, we're going to have our needs and wants. And, of course, we're going to make our quadrants. And so what I want you to do is at this particular time, I want you to begin preparing. But as we always do, I want you to go ahead and go to Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and I'm going to actually give you time to get there. There are many people on the line. We actually have 354 individuals, wow, on the line. Call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on and StellarGospelMusic.com is on. Be sure to tell them to tune in. Their number is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. Be sure to tune in because you do not want to miss this special treat that the Lord has for us. Everything that God does, He does it well. Everything that God gives, He gives it for the glory and edification of His kingdom. So I want you to be a part of that, and I want you to know that we are blessed in the city and we are blessed in the fields. Amen. And so I want you to have the opportunity to prepare so that we can read together and pray together and so that we can be blessed, amen, by God together. All right? I'm going to give you a few minutes as I load up these songs. All right, that's Psalm 136, and we're going to read 1 through 9. Everybody have it? Psalm 136. Excuse me, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give you about 30 more seconds. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Y'all ready?
Hello, everyone. I just want to welcome you to my YouTube channel.
That's Brother Dappy Keys. Okay, y'all ready? We're going to let the music play. Okay. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and You started us on our way. We thank You for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, will we continue to magnify and edify who You are? We ask, would we continue to add into your kingdom and subtract anything that's not like you and begin to multiply your blessings and your power. Then, Lord, we ask that we just bless each and every person that we come in contact with, and we continue to be ambassadors and realists for you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the doors. We thank you for the new connections. We thank you for the platforms. We thank you for the radio interviews. We thank you for the investors. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for just being the God in whom you are, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Lord, would you continue to bless this ministry and program to be something that is pleasing within your sight. We realize and recognize that without you, we could do nothing and we would be nothing. We understand that we should make you the center and the head of our lives, and we understand that we need to diminish ourselves and we need to increase you. Lord, we know that this is harvest time, and we ask in the name of Jesus that we continue to harvest those great things, continue to uplift individuals, empower individuals to become better for you, Lord. Then, Lord, as we prepare to transition into this greatness, Heavenly Father, of just being in your presence. Formally, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would each quadrant, all five quadrants, be anointed, Heavenly Father, of the things we subtract out of our lives, the things we add, the things we multiply, the power that is bestowed from you, Heavenly Father. And then our prayer list, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue, Heavenly Father, to have that anointing and that favor so that we can, Heavenly Father, be more for you and your kingdom. Then, Lord, as we get ready, Heavenly Father, to go into this particular quadrant and to get into your presence, we ask that we never be out of your sight, Lord. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to let the song continue to play because God is good and his mercy endures forever. So how's everybody doing today? And remember, you know, I know that a lot of you text me and you told me, you know, you just want to listen. But I want you to, if you want to say something, then feel free to do so. Okay, I know that many times we get on the airways and some people are shy and some people just want to listen. But anytime you want to speak, let's go for it. But what I want you to do, remember on last week our verse came from Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. And we had several quadrants. We had five quadrants and we're going to have five quadrants this week. But our verse comes from Isaiah 60:1 in my journal. It's Isaiah 60:1, and it says, arise. Did you hear what I said? Arise. Shine, for thy light is come. I told you that the Lord was coming. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise. It means get up, shine, let your light shine, for thy light is come. Jesus is the light of the world. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. God is here. He's present. That means that you're never alone. That means that you make all of your requests known unto God, but your heart must be right. Okay? So let's go ahead and make the cross first on your sheet of paper. Whether it's a journal or whether it's a notepad, it doesn't matter. You can make a cross. It doesn't matter how big the cross is. What matters is that we serve a big God. And so, you know, you can make a small cross, and God is still bigger than anything that we put on this piece of paper. Amen. Praise God. Then after you draw the cross, all I want you to do is I want you with the y-axis, which is the line going up and down, I want you, instead of a cross, I want you to draw just a line going across, okay, because that's your prayer list, okay? So in quadrant one, which is on the left side, you can put Q1, okay? I want you to put subtract, okay? Right next door to that, your neighbor, I want you to put Q2, I want you to put add. Then I want you to come on down where it says quadrant one subtract. That square, I want you to go ahead and put Q3, multiply. And then Q4, I want you to put power. Q5, which is that prayer list. You notice it's bigger and it's at the bottom. I want you to put Q5, that's your prayer list. So quadrant one is subtract, quadrant two is add, quadrant three is multiply, quadrant four is power, Quadrant 5 is prayerless. Okay. All right. Now, let me explain this to you because we have a lot of new individuals and we have some individuals who are just visiting us. But in Quadrant 1, these are things that you're going to subtract out of your life. What is it that's not like God? What is it that's really weighing you down and keeping you down? Now, I'm going to tell you, this could be things, this could be food, this could be, unfortunately, sometimes it could be people. And one of the things that we want to do, if you subtract a person from your life, okay, you are obligated to pray for that person. Put that person on your prayer list because God wants us. We have to continue to do the will of God, and it's hard sometimes, as we always say. But if you're going to subtract a person, you pray for that person, okay? So if you're going to subtract, okay? Now, if you're going to add, what do you want in your life added? You want more joy. You want more happiness. You want more peace. You want more goodness. You want more favor. You want more dedication. What do you want? You want more grace. You want more mercy, okay? When we multiply, you know, what do you want multiplied in your life? You want favor. You want financial stability. You want more leadership. You want what? More happiness, more knowledge, courage, integrity. What do you want more of? More health. You want your health to be better. What do you want more of? Then we talk about the power, right? And we're not talking about our power. We're talking about Jesus' power. What do you want God to put his powerful hand upon? What do you want God to? Because once God puts his powerful hand upon something, nobody can touch it. Because God's power, he said, is like death that cannot be touched, period. Right? So what is it? And you have to make sure that you have a clean heart. You can't just ask God to put his hands on something that's dirty. Amen? And what I mean by that is I'm talking about the heart. Right? God said there's no newness that can come. Right? Unless we have a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me the right spirit. And God says once your spirit is right, then his power can be invested. We're not talking about physically dirty. We're talking about the heart. We're talking about the heart. Then we talk about the prayer. Who are you praying for? Who are the individuals that you are praying for? Who are those individuals? Okay? So let's go ahead. We're going to get started. It doesn't really matter which quadrant you start in. It doesn't matter which quadrant. But just make sure that whatever quadrant it is, make sure that the first quadrant is subtracting, adding, multiply, power, and then, of course, prayer. Okay? So we're going to get ready to get started. Make sure you have something to write with. Okay, here we go. Thank you. All right. So if you're writing, continue to write. So we're going to look at quadrant one because I want you to understand this fully because it works, I'm telling you. God has done so many great things. When we talk about setting the foundation and the platform to get his word out, God has done that. We've added so many things on this particular list, and I'm telling you, God has seen us through them. Amen. When we look at quadrant one, I want you to be, this is one of our caution boxes because I don't want you to start subtracting people out of your life who really needs to be in your life. But what I want you to do is if you're going to subtract, as I said before, you add that person to your prayer list. Now, don't get the prayer list mixed up with individuals who you're on the prayer list. Anyway, I always pray for my family. I always pray for my friends. I always pray for those who say pray for me. I always pray for them. So they're going to be on my prayer list. But I'm telling you to add, if you took somebody off, subtracted somebody for whatever reason, you need to put them on the prayer list because still the commandment is we have to love one another. That's just a commandment, and we have to do it. So when we talk about things that you want subtracted, what do you want subtracted out of your life? You know, I have some people who inbox me. They said negativity, unrighteousness. A lot of people said health. Somebody said bills. some people said situations. Those things subtracted. But when you start mentioning people, then put them on the prayer list, okay? That's an example of subtraction. Then quadrant two is adding. What do you want added to your life? Honesty, joy, peace, happiness, stability, positive people, things of that nature, okay? People are inboxing. Those are things you want added to your life. You want understanding, right, added to your life. You want longevity added to your life. You want favor. You want grace. You want mercy added to your life. You want love added to your life. When we talk about quadrant three, that deals with multiply. What do you want to multiply? God says that he will multiply your land coming out and going in. You want to multiply your space. You want to multiply your knowledge, your courage. Some people said they want to multiply their revenue. Well, you have to work for God. Some people said they want to multiply their talents and their favor and their business and their skill set. Those particular things, the fruit of the Spirit, those things when you want to multiply. Then we talk about power, and what we must understand that the power only comes from God. And so what do you want God to put his power on? What do you want God to put his hands on? What do you want God to regulate in your life? You know, I want God to put his power on my life. I want God to put his power on my network, on my church activity, on organizations, on different things. I want God to put his power there because God, once God invests his power, it can't do anything but succeed. And so the power of God, and God says because of the power, he says the power only comes from a pure heart, from a clean heart. And we're not talking about physically. We're talking about your heart. You have to have a good heart. Then we talk about the prayer list. Of course, you're going to pray for your family. Be very specific. What is it? Do they need healing? What is it that they need? Are they going through a situation, bereavement? What is it? You know, I always put my family, of course, and I put friends, and I put individuals who are going through bereavement. I always put my church family, and I put other individuals who have no idea that I'm praying for them. And so that's where this goes in quadrant five, okay? That's your prayer list. But also with quadrant one, when you subtract individuals, which that's not the goal, but when you subtract individuals, you put them on your prayer list, okay? All right. So subtract, add, multiply, power, and prayer list. Those are the quadrants. And remember, it says, arise, it says, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Told you that the Lord was coming, and he's coming with great power. And so we must be ready at all times because God cannot fail, you know. And so when God has his power in it, he cannot fail. And so be very cognizant of what you subtract, what you add, what you multiply, the power of God, and then, of course, the prayer list. Be very careful with that, okay? It says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, Isaiah 60:1. On next week, God's will, we're going to look at Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. That is our next one. On tomorrow, God's will, I want you guys to come back And I want you to, we're going to actually, we finished our spiritual guide on the go. And we're actually going to have a motivational piece, just a motivational piece from God. It's going to be a motivational talk, maybe for 10, 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, I don't know. Motivational talk. Then on Wednesday is praying with love and power. So you have to come back. And as I said before, just continue to pray and continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, as well as go to ourfreetoloveshow.com or stellargospelmusic.com. Be sure to click on Number One Love Radio, or you can click on ourfreetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. Gospel artists, writers, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook Al Frieda Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, I want you to continue to remain encouraged. Be sure that you pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Be very specific. Then pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so you must pray for each and every person, including yourself and including those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the website at freetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. Check out those particular websites. Also, be sure that you know that the award show is going on this week in Las Vegas. And so much of my crew is there. So we're going to capture some photos and videos and interviews and things of that nature, because that's what we do. We promote events, and then, just make sure that you check that out on our website pretty soon. In addition to that, you know that we have the tutoring for different tests and tutoring for students. So make sure that you contact me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We have people all over. I was about to say all over the world, but actually it's all over the city and states who are gurus in those particular areas. And we formed kind of like a little group, and we work together. And so I can recommend or refer you to any individual who is a guru, okay? In addition to that, let's go ahead and go to the websites, because we have a lot of new individuals. I want to thank the investors of Shark Tank for allowing the Afrida Love Show, stellargospelmusic.com, to come on their radio pretty soon. We're going to be on the radio with them pretty soon and have a 10-minute interview, which is great. We thank you for that. Any radio station, any individual who is really interested in education and any type of education, working with youth, any type of religious things, any type of music that's clean, of course, any type of event planning, feel free to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any projects that you want us to work with, if you have any magazines, I want to co-partner with individuals about magazines and projects. We're open for that, because we're expanding. It's time. The Lord has summoned us to go about doing the work and to help our youth and to do things in the community. Charity starts at home, so it will start in Bellmead, Texas, Waco, Texas, but it spreads abroad as well. So we are looking forward to working in the community a little bit more and doing a little bit better about helping our children all over this land and country. But in the meantime, I want you to go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. You're going to hear some music. I'm going to actually turn this down before we get there. But you're going to hear some music if you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. Okay. Right here is basically the site for AlfredaLoveShow.com, okay? If you look in the left-hand corner, any time that you see an announcement that says that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is coming on, all you have to do is click in AlfredaLoveShow.com. It's my first and last name, show.com. And if you want to go right to the studio, you can click on StellarGospelMusic.com, and we're going to actually do that, StellarGospelMusic.com, and what you'll see is you'll see a page here, and you're right in the studio, actually. And actually, we're live right now, we're on air. And what you want to do, if you want to follow the ministry, right under You see a picture here that says AfritaLoveShow.com. Right under, there's a follow button. If you want to follow, what will happen is you will receive an email every time this ministry comes on. Now, do not think that you have to have a radio station or anything. It's just going to ask you a general question. You know, you can connect from Facebook, and you can receive an email every time this ministry comes on, okay, if you want to do that. If you go back and you click on AfritaLoveShow.com, the same thing's going to happen, AfritaLoveShow.com, okay? When you click on that button, you'll see a follow if you want to follow. And then you will see, if you look up upcoming broadcasts right there, you'll see needs and wants. That's where we're at now. Usually that's where the show is, and we're on air. And I don't know why it says waiting on host to call in, but the time is going. Sometimes technology messes up, so don't pay attention to that. But if you go on to on-demand episodes, you will see there's Love's Top 15. We did that last Friday, Praying with Love and Power, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. You will see all of that. And so you will see all of these tabs, so you can check out any show. Every show is archived, so be sure to check it out. And that's how you get to the different ministries and different shows. Okay? If you go, here's the page, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the page, including investors or anyone who wants us to interview on your ministry. Here are some of the pictures, and here are some of the activities that the Afrita Love Show is about. Of course, we love to attend gospel events and promote and speak to artists, and we love to highlight the artists on our website. Of course, we love to attend events and highlight those individuals, and we also love to speak as well. So if you're interested and you want to contact me, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you need speakers and singers, I have those as well. Manage some speakers and singers, but if you'd like to be on the show, you can be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Many of the speakers right now are accepting speaking engagements in Waco and other areas, so you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, right? Especially if you need music for, like, if you have a call for submissions for, like, gospel artists, professional gospel artists, or even indie gospel artists as well, in the music industry or in the entertainment industry, okay? Then, of course, we're back to AfritaLoveShow.com. That will take us back to the front page. Then, of course, the Stella Awards, that's going on all this week, and we have a whole crew there who's capturing those moments and events, and we're going to be there a little bit later this weekend. But here are some pictures from last year, but the summary, we have Sister Tamala Mann. She's up the street and around the corner. She has 9 total nominations. We have Brother Travis Green, 9, Hezekiah Walker, 7, Jacqueline Carr, 5, Todd Delaney, 5, Shirley Caesar, 4, Bria, 3, Lavera, 3, and Enon, 3 total nominations. Okay, so check those individuals out, and we want to congratulate each and every one of them. And, of course, I want you guys to meet a gospel artist that I manage, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Her music is excellent. If you click on the website and turn up the volume, you will hear her music. Her music has been played in many different shows. And if you're interested, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, show interviews and programs, radio ministry and interviews, these are the archived particular radio shows that you see as you go to the studio, and all I have to do is transition those to this particular page, okay? When we talk about tutoring online, we tutor in all subjects, math, science, reading, writing, social studies, history, tests, I mean, you name it. We have specialists. The gentleman that you saw, if you go back to Need Speakers and Singers, he's great in the math and the writing, and we have different gurus from all over the world who is great in these particular areas. So be sure to contact us, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can enter your text here, enter email, and enter a comment, and please click submit, because if you don't, then I won't receive it. If you have any fitness questions, then please let me know. It gives me great pleasure. I'm a certified fitness coach as well, and I love health. I love health. And if you have any questions, then feel free to ask. One of the things that I want from my listeners is to be healthy, because I need you around a long time. So if you have any questions, then just let me know. Just email me, okay? All right. Let's go to StellarGospelMusic.com. This is actually a sister station They're one of the same. They're just on different sites just to reach a different audience and give a new perspective. Here's our homepage, stellargospelmusic.com. We have different artists who are featured here. And, of course, new gospel projects. We need to really update this to 2017. And to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. Of course, as I said before, we have one of my crew members who actually played in the Empire. And then, of course, we're working on the Stella Gospel Music Magazine. If you're a radio station or a media outlet and you have projects, let us know. Also, we're into theater. We're going to bring some more plays to the city as well as to the state and around the world, hopefully. If you click on this particular button, this was Friday's Kenfolk Live show. Of course, there's Miss Yolanda Adams. Her show is not new anymore, but please support her. And then, of course, please submit all of your music to emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. And also, if you want to contact me, there's Facebook, Afrita Love, Facebook, Instagram, Afrita Love, LinkedIn, Afrita Love. Okay? All right. Generally, for the Stella Gospel Music, on Sundays we have the Spoken Word. On Mondays we have Needs and Wants. Tuesday we did have the Spiritual Guide on the Go, but we're going to have a motivational talk. And Wednesday is always Praying with Power and Love. Okay? About us. Basically, this is and there's the number one radio. All you have to do is click on that and you'll be in the studio. But anyways, about us, this is an international radio station. And so I'm also a speaker, and I've had the opportunity to interview leaders, speakers, gospel artists, and community leaders. Here are some sample different shows that we need to change that's been there for about a year. Okay. As far as the services, you know, we have speaking services, of course. I said if you need a gospel artist. We also have books, and we're going to bring in T-shirts. We have blogs. Of course, we attend events around the world. And speaking of events around the world, we're going to add some more things to this particular site as well. As I said before, we have the Stellars coming up, and we have some more gospel ministries coming up as well. So we would like to see you present there. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, which is going to be a motivational talk, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.